Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with former Baltimore Colt linebacker and Iowa football coach Dan Dickel about how he inspired kids during his coaching years and the celebration of the 1970 Mid-Prairie basketball team.
All right, so I am here today with Dan Dickel, the esteemed player from Mid-Prairie, was selected the seventh round of the NFL draft to the then Baltimore Colts, University of Iowa alum. Dan, how are we doing today?
Doing great. This has been a fun night here, coming back to Mid-Prairie and seeing some old teammates and friends.
It's definitely been an exciting night, an exciting atmosphere so far. At halftime, Mid-Prairie is up currently, so I bet it's a good feeling to be back here in Mid-Prairie to celebrate not only the victories you've had in the past, but also what you've done so far in your career since.
Well, yeah, certainly Mid-Prairie impacted all of us, and not just sports, but just who we are as people, and very appreciative of it. And again, it's great to see a lot of the people around.
Exactly, a lot of old friends you get to see, a lot of great times and great memories remembered. So you know, you're one of the individuals from a small town Iowa school got selected in the NFL back in the day. When you come back to see football games nowadays with today's rules and today's regulations, what are some of the big things you've seen change in the game since your time playing?
We were just commenting about that, how basketball doesn't seem to change all that much, other than they have a three-point line now, which they didn't then. Back in our day, you were not allowed to dunk the basketball, which obviously is a big thing today if they can do it. Other than that, football has changed a lot, I can say that. Basketball, you know, you still got to put the ball in the hoop and got to rebound and defend.
That's about right. And, you know, you come from a school that's, you know, small, and it's a great rural community, and you were able to make it big in a league at a time that was very inclusive. You know, a lot of pro football Hall of Famers from the 70s, and especially from your draft as well. And when you see kids nowadays with those big dreams of the NFL or the NBA, what's sort of the piece of advice that you give them with those big dreams?
Well, that's a very interesting question. You know, I coached high school kids for many years, and I would come across that often, you know. And you want kids to pursue their dreams, and you want to help them the best they can. And yet, sometimes, you know, some of us are blessed with physical tools and whatnot, and others aren't so. But I think regardless of that, if you pursue something and you give your all and you know that you did your best, you can always walk away and feel good about it.
Exactly. And besides your NFL career, you also had an esteemed coaching career all throughout the southeast of Iowa. Talk to me about some of your favorite memories from your time as coach.
Well, I think you always want to start with all of the different athletes that you worked with. Obviously in football, you know, I look back and there's, I don't know, how many? Hundreds and hundreds. But some of my best memories are some of the young men who maybe were not the most gifted, but they always gave their best. You know, I think of the 140-pound defensive tackles. I think of the kids who gave their best in practice but never really got to play much. And, you know, those are the ones that really stand out to me. They went the extra mile.
Exactly, and you know, with you know, kids in rural communities, they might not be able to make it into the league, but especially they come away with a lot of really great memories, really great life lessons that they can then take into the real world. What were some of those life lessons that you tried to instill into your kids while coaching?
Well, I think that we learned a lot of those right here when we were in high school. One was we worked very hard. And football, Tim Grady, who's was our head football coach and assistant basketball coach, he got us started off by, my recollection is that we never missed a night the whole season where we didn't, after practice, run sprints up a hill or 200s around the track or, you know, so we learned to work hard, but then we saw how that paid off. In basketball, then the thing that I really appreciate when I think back about basketball is what type of team we were, because no one really cared who scored or whatever. I think we just enjoyed one another, and we, it was team first. And so those are the two big lessons that I took away.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with former Baltimore Colt linebacker and Iowa football coach Dan Dickel. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.